Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Judy Kennedy, and she is a board member for the Cass County Outdoor Classroom. Good morning to you, Judy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Judy, it's time for your second annual open house. Let's talk about the date and the time and when people should come and see this.
Yes, well, it's coming up this Sunday, October 12th, and it's from 2 to 4, and it's at the Outdoor Classroom, which is southeast of Messina at the corner of Tucson and 707 Diff. We will have balloons tied
good
on the stop sign where you turn, and then there at the Outdoor Classroom.
All right, that's great because, you know, you give us the road numbers, but it's still helpful when you're cruising down the road, don't know where you're going, to have another little sign there. The balloons will really be helpful. So that's a good idea, Judy.
Yes. Well, we're very excited. We are actually have a sign coming from the state.
Ooh.
Are those neat blue signs?
Yeah.
And we're trying to get them to have it up before then. So if you're coming from the south or the north, you'll be able to see it. But I don't know if they'll have it up.
Yeah, sometimes those things move slowly. But that'll be a great addition to have that. So, you know, I think a lot of people in Cass County, in the area, probably don't know where it is and know about it. So that's one of the reasons you're having an open house, to tell people about it.
Yes. Well, it's actually owned by Cass County Conservation. It was donated by the Bubles family to be used for education, preservation, and conservation. It's most of it is actually native grass. There's ponds, lots of trees that have been planted. One of our goals is to replace some more trees. We've had some trees die with some of the pine issues that are going on. And so that's one of them. There's a butterfly garden. We just got our new restroom in.
Well, that's a real positive.
Oh, yes. We had the old-style Kaibo, so now we actually have a real restroom. And it's a wonderful place. A lot of 4-H clubs are starting to take advantage of it as a place to have their meetings.
And I know you've had weddings there.
Yes, there's been weddings. There's been family reunions. There's been class reunions. Master gardeners have met there.
Yes. So that it is available. Now, is there a fee if people come to use
it? It's a free will donation.
Okay.
Whatever they would like to donate. We have the grills there, so they want to use those. They can. But it costs something for the grill or the gas or the charcoal or the gas to run those grills.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Well, it takes a lot of money for maintenance, and as you say, it is supported by conservation, but it really needs the support of all those people who use it also. Now, you have a nice building there. We haven't mentioned that. That's when we say classroom, you know, outdoor classroom, there's also sort of an indoor classroom or indoor space. Tell us a little bit about that building.
Yes, it actually started as just a shelter that was just a roof and no walls, just poles, and then that gradually became a small lodge with, it does not have running water in it, but there's heat in there. There's not air conditioning, but there's tables so the kids can actually have classes so that you can have meals in there. But our next goal is part of the one part that has never been, is still open. We want to enclose that, and we want to make that into a kitchen with running water.
Oh, wow, that'd be nice.
Oh, yes, because when you wash anything, you have to heat the water on the stove. We had somebody just donate us a new stove, so we're quite excited about that. There's no storage area, and we've had a lot of books donated, and we'd like to have a nice storage area for those and reference products.
So mentioning the books, let's talk a bit about, you know, we've talked about weddings, family reunions, 4-H clubs. So you're talking about age range here, but talk about the major use by the CAM school system.
It is very well used by the CAM schools. The middle school is there in Messina, and we are very blessed with two teachers that love the environment, Dean Downer and Sandy Booker, and they teach a class called Man in His Environment. And the kids go down there, and they do a lot of educational things. There's a lot of wildlife down there. They strip seeds to reap sow, the native seeds. They test the water. They learn about all kinds of, about the planting. We've had the kids help us with planting the butterfly garden and maintaining it. The kindergartners go down there. One of my goals is to have the kindergartners make stepping stones. to go through the butterfly garden.
Fun, yeah.
So it's a beautiful place.
And Judy, it's been there long enough now that I remember some of those students who were in middle school now have graduated and gone to college and actually have chosen a career related to environment. That's so exciting.
Yes, it is. It is. And in fact, Micah Lee, who is the director of Cass County Conservation, is an outdoor classroom graduate.
Yeah, it's.
And he graduated from Athena, and he had been down there as a kid, and now he is actually in the conservation for Cass County.
I think that's so rewarding. And, of course, we don't know about how it's affected the lives of other students, but I know even though they may not choose that as a career, all of the things they learn are so integrated into lives that I know it has to affect many people's lives.
Yes, I'm sure it has. We have started a small group called the Friends of the Outdoor Classroom, and that is what I am a board member of. We have applied for a 501c. We had raised enough money to get that going, and we're waiting for it to come back. But there's people that want to help, and we want to give them the opportunity. So we want to know who those people are.
Sure.
That would like to work down there. Maybe they want to help cut down trees, or maybe they want to plant trees, or maybe they want to weed, or help with restocking the pond.
Lots of opportunities for volunteers. And people who do that, I think, enjoy being outdoors and enjoy helping with the environment. So a great number of opportunities. And you mentioned the Master Gardeners. You and a number of the, especially the ones in that area, have really done a lot of work for the outdoor classroom.
Oh, yes. It's a labor of love. We love to go down there, and we'll go down for an afternoon and weed or plant or whatever. And then we'll sit up on the patio and just overlook it. It's a very peaceful place to go.
And sitting up on the deck, isn't there a fire ring?
Yes, there is a fire pit there, in which we will probably have lit if it's as cool as it was this week.
Yeah, that would be fun, too. So let's talk about then this Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock, I believe.
Yes, 2 to 4.
You're going to have some activities going on.
Yes, we're going to have some tours. Some of the kids from that are out of this program, this Man in Environment, have made a video DVD, and we'll have that playing. We're hoping to have some demonstrations with the kids. A lot of had planned it in hopes of having a killing frost so that they could be stripping seeds. But we haven't had a killing frost yet.
I don't think that's in the forecast either before Sunday.
No, I don't. And we do have to have that killing frost, but we may try to see if we can't get a few of them so they can at least see how that's done.
Mm-hmm.
We also, depending on how muddy it is, we would like to let some people, you know, go out because it is 87 acres.
Ah.
So there's a lot more to see than just right there at the lodge.
So could go out for a little hike.
Yeah, and we have swans, and we have Canadian geese on there right now. And there's a lot of pheasant and quail.
All right. Lots to see and appreciate about what we have in Cass County, especially down in the southeast
corner.
Yeah. Thanks. My directions are terrible, but I know how to get there. And it's just one of those, well, I want to say hidden treasures, but it's really not so hidden. We just need to know about it and get down there and see it, because it's a real opportunity. So, Judy, remind us again times and how we find it.
Yes, the second annual Outdoor Classroom Open House is this Sunday, October 12th, from 2 to 4. It's southeast of Messina. You go south on 148 to Tucson Road to the Balloons, and then turn east to 770th or to the Balloons. You'll be at the Outdoor Classroom, and it is going to be rain or shine. We'll even have a few light refreshments.
All right. So come and join in on the activities at the Outdoor Classroom. We want to thank you very much, Judy Kennedy, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
You bet.
And I hope to see you Sunday.
Okay, thank you. Until next
time,
it is better to create than to be learned. Creating is the true essence of life.